Today is Monday, May 13th. We're talking about everything from severe weather to who will have to pay for the U.S.-China trade war, plus the impact of a global helium shortage, how AI is being used for good, and the movie that almost beat Avengers Endgame at the box office. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Rain is expected to hit the Northeast today, but it was the southern part of the U.S. that was hit hard over the weekend, affecting Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi, where governors declared states of emergency due to the flooding. USA Today says New Orleans was one of the hardest hit cities. The National Weather Service warned of life-threatening flash flooding. Highways got washed out and thousands of people were without power. Even a train derailed in Mississippi because of flooding. No one was hurt, though. This storm system started a week ago, hitting several states, and now AccuWeather says river flooding will likely last through May and into June. By May 21st, it's expected to be the longest river flood event since the 1920s. As for the central U.S., you should expect some severe weather later this week. Trade talks between the U.S. and China are now at a standstill, and those new tariffs put in place just on Friday may be here to stay for at least a while. The AP reports China is expected to retaliate any time now, although it hasn't happened just yet. Remember, as of Friday, President Trump more than doubled the tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. In other words, it's a higher tax on Chinese goods coming into the U.S. President Trump claimed China is paying most of those tariffs, but even White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said not exactly. He told Fox News both sides will suffer, admitting U.S. businesses and consumers will likely pay higher prices as they take on the extra cost of goods. As for China, he said their economy will be affected from fewer exports, but China won't actually pay the U.S. anything directly. Still, President Trump warned China to act now to make an agreement or risk an even worse deal in 2020. For now, there are no concrete plans for more talks between the world's largest economies, but CNBC reports the two presidents might meet at a summit in Japan next month. To be continued. Perhaps it was because of the trade tension affecting stocks, but whatever the reason, Wall Street was not as welcoming to Uber as the company expected. You may remember from Friday's episode, Uber opened for trading as a public company that day, and it's one of the largest initial public offerings in the U.S. ever. Well, even after Uber priced its shares near the bottom of its range, Uber opened even lower at $42 a share and fell again by the time the market closed. That means investors who got that initial price lost money, and the company wiped out billions in market value within hours. And keep in mind, its rival Lyft has also done worse than expected since going public. It means other big companies that plan to go public this year or next may be a little more cautious about the whole thing. The New York Times says maybe big tech companies that have lots of growth but little profit aren't doing as well on Wall Street as they used to. There's a global helium shortage, and it's affecting all kinds of businesses. For one, Party City. Helium-filled balloons are one of the company's biggest sellers, but CNN reports the past few years, helium supplies have been running out. Now Party City says it's closing 45 stores this year. Although the company says it just found a new supplier, so things may turn around. Still, it's not just balloons and birthday parties affected by this. USA Today says helium is used for things like airbags, MRI machines, and fiber optics. So the global shortage could have a bigger impact. For now, at least, most industries say they're doing okay, but keeping an eye on this and planning ahead. All right, more news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank this week's sponsor. Did you know that the average individual throws away 70 pounds of textiles each year? But that if everyone dedicated just 10% of their purchases to secondhand clothing, it would have the same impact as taking 1 million cars off the road for a year in terms of emissions reductions. Well, that's where swap.com comes in. It makes thrift shopping so easy because it's all online. You can use their filters to find unique items in your size and style quickly and have it shipped right to your door. And swap.com has something for the whole family, including women's, men's, juniors, kids, baby, and maternity. And not only is it good for the environment, you can also save money. You can save up to 90% off retail prices on your favorite brands like Lululemon, Nike, and J.Crew. Plus, there are hassle-free returns within 30 days. Just go to swap.com/newsworthy for a special offer. You can sign up to get free shipping on your first purchase. Just go to swap.com/newsworthy and make sure to enter your email address to get that offer. swap.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. SpaceX is taking the next step to bring high-speed internet to the world. The company is launching its first batch of satellites to space this week. SpaceX founder Elon Musk tweeted a picture of the first 60 satellites in this plan. They're on the company's Falcon rocket, which will take them to Earth's orbit. It's part of their plan to send 12,000 satellites to space to provide global internet. The Verge reports this is more of a demonstration of how the company plans to send all of the satellites to space, and Musk expects some things could go wrong. It will take about 12 more launches of 60 satellites to get moderate internet coverage, possibly by next year. Amazon and several other companies are also working on something similar. Artificial intelligence is helping a variety of industries. For one, Axios reports utility companies are now buying AI systems to help predict which equipment could start wildfires. It comes after a series of deadly wildfires in California were blamed on power lines and utility companies. So now, those companies are doing more to try and prevent those types of problems. They're buying these new AI systems that do things like help detect equipment malfunctions and analyze risky environmental factors. And that's not the only way AI is now helping. Google just gave out $25 million in grants to make sure artificial intelligence does more good. VentureBeat says a total of 12 winners will split the money. They include the New York City Fire Department to find ways to bring down emergency response times, crisis lines to better detect when someone may be depressed or suicidal, and even Rainforest Connection, which will help detect illegal logging. Time for an NBA playoffs update. The conference finals are now set, after some dramatic moments over the weekend. Kawhi Leonard hit a shot at the buzzer last night that bounced off the rim four times before going in for the win. CBS Sports says it was the first Game 7 buzzer beater in NBA history. And it means the Toronto Raptors are heading to the Eastern Conference Finals to play the Milwaukee Bucks this week. In a different Game 7, it was the Portland Trail Blazers who won. They'll now go to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since the year 2000. And they'll be up against the two-time defending NBA championship team, the Golden State Warriors. It all starts Tuesday night. But it wasn't all fun and games for the NBA over the weekend. Superstar Dallas Mavericks player Kristaps Porzingis was involved in a fight at a club over the weekend in his home country, Latvia. It's the offseason for him since the Mavs didn't make it to the playoffs. The team told ESPN he was jumped and assaulted, and ESPN reports he then fought back. Video of the aftermath went viral online. It shows Porzingis with a gash on his head and a torn shirt. Also in sports, an NFL deal just made history. Xavien Howard signed a five-year, $76.5 million deal with the Miami Dolphins. The Bleacher Report says he is now the highest-paid cornerback in history. At just 25 years old, he's also now the highest-paid Dolphins player. CBS Sports says this year would have been Howard's final season of his rookie contract, but this deal will keep him in Miami a lot longer. Well, no surprise here. For the third weekend in a row, Avengers Endgame topped the box office. Variety says the movie brought in $65 million this weekend, which now makes it the third highest-grossing movie of all time. It beat out Avengers Infinity War and Black Panther. Endgame had some competition this week, though. USA Today says Pokemon Detective Pikachu came in at a close second, bringing in $58 million. The live-action film features the voice of Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu. It wasn't enough to beat out Avengers, but it did break a record. The movie had the biggest video game adaptation opening ever. It beat Angelina Jolie's Tomb Raider from 2001. In TV news, NBC announced a big deal for the popular show This Is Us. It was just renewed for at least another three seasons. Also, the Victoria's Secret fashion show will no longer air on network TV. The lingerie company says it's rethinking the fashion show and is working on a new kind of event. Last year's show had the worst ratings in its history. And for HBO fans, the series finale of Veep aired last night, while the Game of Thrones series finale trailer went up on YouTube. It airs next Sunday. And that's it for today. You are caught up from the weekend. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.